On the very edge of the cliff just coming into sight is the Mussenden Temple, designed by Frederick Harvey, 1730-1803, the notorious bishop who was also the fourth Earl of Bristol. It was meant as a tribute to his cousin, Frederick, who had made a marriage to Daniel Mussenden from County Down to please her family. Relations between the cousins, in spite of the disparity in their ages, were passionate, and the rotunda was intended as a love nest. It was built between 1783 and 1785, just too late for her ever to see it, since she died before its completion. It was designed by Harvey from a Tempietto at Tivoli outside Rome and served as a library. A quotation from Lucretius: like all aristocrats of his time, he is well acquainted with the ancient classics, talks about the effect of the wind upon the sea, and anyone hardy enough to stand on top of the cliff in a gale will know how apt the quotation. Down below is Benowen Strand, where the jolly bishop used to hold races, usually with horses, to decide who of his curates would get plum parishes. The story that he used to make them race naked is probably untrue. He was a good friend to Catholics, helping them to build the Long Tower Church in Derry and devising the wording of an oath that would allow them to swear their allegiance to George III without offence. He also helped build the first bridge across the Foyle. He died in a shed at Albano near Rome because the pious owners would not allow a heretic inside their casa.